Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've got more information and additional resources at probe.org/podcast. And be sure to check out our life-changing Summer Mind Games Camp for high school and college students.
Healing the sick, raising the dead, walking on water. Did Jesus really do these miracles? Michael Gleghorn examines the evidence here on Probe.
I can believe Jesus was a great person, a great teacher, but I can't believe he performed miracles. Ever hear comments like this? Maybe you've wondered this yourself. Did Jesus really perform miracles? Marcus Borg, a prominent member of the Jesus Seminar, has stated, "Despite the difficulty which miracles pose for the modern mind, on historical grounds it is virtually indisputable that Jesus was a healer and exorcist." Commenting on Jesus' ability to heal the blind, deaf, and others, A.M. Hunter writes, "For these miracles the historical evidence is excellent." Critical historians once believed that the miracles attributed to Jesus in the Bible were purely the product of legendary embellishment. Such exaggerations about Jesus' life and deeds developed from oral traditions, which became more and more fantastic with time until they were finally recorded in the New Testament. We all know how tall tales develop. One person tells a story, then another tells much the same story but exaggerates it a bit. Over time, the story becomes so fantastic that it barely resembles the original. This is what many scholars once believed happened to Jesus' life as it's recorded in the Gospels. Is this true? And do most New Testament historians believe this today? The answer is no. In light of the evidence for the historicity of Jesus' miracles in the Gospels, few scholars today would attempt to explain these events as purely the result of legend or myth. In fact, most New Testament scholars now believe that Jesus did in fact perform healings and exorcisms. Even many liberal scholars would say that Jesus drew large crowds of people primarily because of his ability to heal and exorcise demons. But because many of these liberal scholars don't believe in spiritual beings, they also don't believe that these healings should be attributed to the direct intervention of God in the world. Instead, they believe that Jesus' miracles and healings have a purely natural explanation. Many of them think that Jesus only healed psychosomatic maladies. The term psychosomatic means mind-body, so psychosomatic maladies are mind-body problems. The mind can have a powerful impact on the health of the body. Under extreme distress, people can become blind, deaf, or even suffer paralysis. Since psychosomatic problems typically go away on their own, many liberal scholars think that faith in Jesus' ability to heal might help to heal some people suffering from these conditions. But is there good reason to believe that Jesus could cure real sicknesses? We'll begin tackling this question tomorrow.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Michael Gleghorn. To read further on Did Jesus Really Perform Miracles, download your free copy of Daniel Morais's script at probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. And be sure to join us next time as we reclaim and proclaim the truth, God's truth, here on Probe.
Many historians once tried to explain away Jesus' miracles as purely the result of legendary developments by his early followers. These scholars often believed that the real Jesus was little more than a good man and a wise teacher. The major problem with this theory is that legends take time to develop. Multiple generations would be needed for the true oral tradition regarding Jesus' life to be replaced by an exaggerated, fictitious version. For example, many historians believe that Alexander the Great's biography stayed fairly accurate for about 500 years. Legendary details didn't begin to develop until the following 500 years, a gross misrepresentation of Jesus' life, occurring one or two generations after his death, is highly unlikely. Consider this. Jesus was a very public figure. When Jesus entered a town, he drew large crowds of people. Jesus is represented as a miracle worker at every level of the New Testament tradition. This includes not only the four Gospels, but also the hypothetical sayings source called Q, which may have been written just a few years after Jesus' death. Many eyewitnesses of Christ would still have been alive at the time these documents were composed. These eyewitnesses were the source of the oral tradition regarding Jesus' life, and in light of his very public ministry, a strong oral tradition would be present in Israel for many years after his death. If Jesus had never actually performed any miracles, then the gospel writers would have faced a nearly impossible task in getting anyone to believe that he had. It would be like trying to change John F. Kennedy from a great president into an amazing miracle worker. Such a task would be virtually impossible, since many of us have seen JFK on TV, read about him in the papers, or even seen him in person. Because he was a public figure, oral tradition about his life is very strong even today. anyone trying to introduce this false idea would never be taken seriously. During the second half of the first century, Christians faced intense persecution and even death. These people obviously took the disciples' teaching about Jesus' life seriously. They were willing to die for it. This only makes sense if the disciples and the authors of the Gospels represented Jesus' life accurately. Jesus and JFK were public figures. You can't easily pass off made-up stuff about public figures when eyewitnesses are still alive who remember them. Oral tradition tends to remain fairly accurate for many generations after their deaths. In light of this, it's hard to deny that Jesus did in fact work wonders. It might be surprising to hear that Jesus is believed by most New Testament historians to have been a successful healer and exorcist. Since Jesus' miracles are the most conspicuous aspect of his ministry, the miracle tradition found in the Gospels cannot be easily explained had their authors started with the Jesus who was simply a wise teacher. Prophets and teachers of the law were not traditionally made into miracle workers. There are almost no examples of this in the literature available to us. It's especially unlikely that Jesus would be made into a miracle worker, since many Jews didn't expect that the Messiah would perform miracles. The Gospel writers would not have felt the need to make this up were it not actually the case. Of course, most liberal scholars today don't believe Jesus could heal any real illnesses, but such conclusions are reached not because of any evidence, but because of prior prejudices against the supernatural. Secular historians deny that Jesus cured any real, organic illnesses, or performed any nature miracles, such as walking on water. They believe he could only heal conversion disorders, or the symptoms associated with real illnesses. Conversion disorder is a rare condition that afflicts approximately 14 to 22 of every 100,000 people. Conversion disorders are psychosomatic problems in which intense emotional trauma results in blindness, paralysis, deafness, and other baffling impairments. Many liberal scholars today would say that Jesus drew large crowds of people primarily because of his ability to heal. But if Jesus could only cure conversion disorders, then it's unlikely he would have drawn such large crowds. I have a friend who's a practicing optometrist. He's seen thousands of patients with real vision loss due either to refractive problems or pathology, but only one of them could be diagnosed with blindness due to a conversion disorder. Conversion disorders are rare. In order for Jesus to draw large crowds of people, he would have had to have been a successful healer. But if he could only heal conversion disorders, thousands of sick people would have had to be present for him to heal just one person. But how could he draw such large crowds if he could only heal one person in 10,000? Sick people would have often needed to travel many miles to see Jesus. Such limited ability to heal could hardly have motivated thousands of people to walk many miles to see Jesus, especially if they were sick and feeble. If Jesus was drawing large crowds, he must have been able to heal more than simply conversion disorders. But could he also perform nature miracles? We'll take a look at this question tomorrow. Did Jesus ever raise the dead? Is there any evidence to back this up? Many secular historians, though agreeing that Jesus was a successful healer and exorcist, don't believe that he could perform nature miracles. Due to prior prejudices against the supernatural, these historians don't believe it's possible for anyone to raise the dead, walk on water, or heal true organic diseases. These historians believe Jesus' healings were primarily psychological in nature. Is there any evidence that Jesus had the power to work actual miracles, such as raising the dead? Yes, it almost seems that the more fantastic the miracle, the more evidence is likely to support it. In fact, the most incredible miracle recorded in the Gospels is actually the one which has the greatest evidential support. This miracle is Jesus' own resurrection. Is there any reason to believe that Jesus may have raised others from the dead as well? There is compelling evidence to believe that he did. In John 11, there's the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. A careful reading of this text reveals many details that would be easy for anyone in the first century to confirm or deny. John records that Lazarus was the brother of Mary and Martha. He also says that this miracle took place in Bethany, where Lazarus, Mary, and Martha lived, and that Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. John's Gospel is believed to have been written in AD 90, just 60 years after the events it records. Many people who witnessed this event, or at least had heard about it, would still be alive to confirm it. If someone wanted to check this out, it would be easy to do. John says this took place in Bethany, and then he tells us the town's approximate location. All someone would have to do to check this out would be to go to Bethany and ask someone if Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, had ever been raised from the dead. Villages were generally small in those days, and people knew each other's business. Almost anyone in that town could easily confirm or deny whether they had ever heard of such an event. If John just made this story up, he probably wouldn't have included so much information that could be easily checked out by others to see if he was lying. Instead, he probably would have written a vague story about Jesus going to some unnamed town where he raised some unnamed person from the dead. This way, no one could confirm or deny the event. John put these details in to show that he wasn't lying. He wanted people to investigate his story. He wanted people to go to Bethany, ask around, and see for themselves what really happened there. Sure, Jesus' followers believed he could work miracles, but what about his enemies? What did they say? If Jesus never worked any miracles, we would expect ancient, hostile Jewish literature to state this fact. But does such literature deny Jesus' ability to work miracles? There are several unsympathetic references to Jesus in ancient Jewish and pagan literature, as early as the 2nd century AD. But none of the ancient Jewish sources deny Jesus' ability to perform miracles. Instead, they try to explain these powers away by referring to him as a sorcerer. If the historical Jesus were merely a wise teacher, who only later, through legendary embellishments, came to be regarded as a miracle worker, there should have been a prominent Jewish oral tradition affirming this fact. This tradition would likely have survived among the Jews for hundreds of years, in order to counter the claims of Christians, who might use Jesus' miraculous powers as evidence of his divine status. But there's no evidence that any such Jewish tradition portrayed Jesus as merely a wise teacher. Many of these Jewish accounts are thought to have arisen from a separate oral tradition, apart from that held by Christians, and yet both traditions agree on this point. If it were known that Jesus had no special powers, these accounts would surely point that out rather than reluctantly affirm it. The Jews would likely have been uncomfortable with Jesus having miraculous powers, since this could be used as evidence by his followers to support his self-proclaimed status as the unique Son of God, a position most Jews firmly denied. This is why Jesus' enemies tried to explain his powers away as sorcery. Not only do these accounts affirm Jesus' supernatural abilities, they also seem to support the ability of his followers to heal in his name. In the Talmud, there's a story of a rabbi who was bitten by a venomous snake and called on a Christian named Jacob to heal him. Unfortunately, before Jacob can get there, the rabbi dies. Apparently, the rabbi believed this Christian could heal him. Not only did Jews seem to recognize the ability of Christians to heal in Christ's name, but pagans did as well. The name of Christ has been found in many ancient pagan spells. If even many non-Christians recognized that there was power to heal in Christ's name, there must have been some reason for it. This week we've seen that a powerful case can be made for the historicity of Jesus' miracles. Christians needn't view these miracles as merely symbolic stories intended to teach lessons. These miracles have a solid foundation in history and should be regarded as historical fact.